apparently thinks he lives in South Beach. He golfed earlier today.
That's what you said.
I mean, temperatures in the mid-40s, and this guy's out there having his way with the links down in our state capitol.
It's dedication to the game right there.
It certainly is. Sean Dunnigan of WBNS-TV in Columbus joins us. Dunny, how are you, my friend?
It's a nice, cool, crisp 49 degrees. What are you talking about? It's nice outside.
So you golfed this morning. I cannot believe that you were out there. I mean, look, it's November 20th, so if you're golfing this time of the calendar year, that is a major win. Let's just begin right there. But conditions were pretty ripe for a strong round. You play 18 or did you play 9?
No, we played 18. Conditions were great to play some golf this morning. Was out there at 10:30 tee off time. Was done about 1:45, 2 o'clock. It was great.
What time did you say you teed off?
10:30.
Okay, so you got done in, what, 3 hours, 3.5?
Well, it can't be a whole lot.
3.5 hours.
How many people were out there golfing alongside? I mean, you pretty much had the course?
A lot more people than you think. We even got passed by a group. Twosome. We were a threesome. So there were a lot, and there were more people coming out there when we were making the turn at noon than you would even think. And they were walking; they weren't even riding.
Do you guys have sunshine in the capital city today? Because we've got none.
I wouldn't call it sunshine. Right. We could see the sun.
Beautiful day
every
for golf
now and then, but it was a beautiful day for golf.
All right,
and I played well too. So that's all that matters.
Nice.
It is.
Very nice. All right. Well, it's a win for everybody, and you were done in time to join us on today's show, and I know that was at the top of your list. So,
no doubt about it. Wait, what show is this again?
Yes. All right. Yeah, I know. There are so many lined up throughout the course of the week for a busy man such as yourself, but we appreciate you carving out the time. Dunny, let's begin by rehashing the thrashing that took place this past Saturday with Ohio State defeating Rutgers. What were your three major takeaways from this lopsided victory?
I have to give three.
Well, I suppose if you want to narrow it down, you can. Or if you want to expand, we'll give you the freedom to do so, only because you golfed so well today.
Well, I think there really weren't any takeaways from the game except for everybody came away healthy. They get Chase Young back this week. That's really the two main things, is that there were no injuries in the game against Rutgers, and that was a huge thing that Ryan Day was worried about, that the team was worried about, that this is one of those games where you can go in there and not give it your all, and we all know if you don't give your all most of the time, you're going to get injured. And he was happy to see that everybody came through uninjured, everyone ready to go for Penn State as far as we know.
Dunny, what do you think we learned about perhaps the second or third units that saw some action this weekend? We figured that would be the case. Was there anything that stood out about those units, maybe any particular individuals that got in that surprised you some?
I wouldn't say surprised me at all. I think the second team and third string looked like the second team and third team. The fact that I think, you know, even though they were playing Rutgers, I think it was a little bit harder than they anticipated it would be. I think they we're expecting to just, you know, march up and down the field and be able to hold everybody to some points, and they weren't able to. They got a couple of touchdowns, but that was about it. But I think, you know, I think they kind of realized, hey, this is still, even though it is Rutgers and the record is what it is, you know, it was still a Big Ten team, and they still do have talent on the other side of the field. One player that really stood out to me was Jalen Gill. He had the touchdown where he kind of took a 20-yard pass on the sideline and scooted his way for a few more yards and a touchdown, showing great effort to get through there, breaking some tackles. He played a great game on Saturday. I guess he would be my big star of the second and third teamers that got into the game on Saturday.
Well, now that we've got Rutgers out of the way, and I think that was one of those games we looked at and said, oh my God, the spread's more important than the actual outcome at this point. We start focusing on a game that should be, we hope, at least a little bit more competitive with Penn State in town this weekend. You know, they have just the one loss, falling to Minnesota. What kinds of challenges do you think the Nittany Lions will pose to the Buckeyes this Saturday?
I think Penn State has their best team on defense, their best defense assembled in the James Franklin era. Their 2016 team was really good. The 2018 defense was good. This, I think, their front seven especially are even more talented, led by Michael Parsons. I think what they've done up front and the speed they have, it matches Ohio State and what they can do. Offensively for the Nittany Lions, Sean Clifford is having a very good season, and he is flanked by K.J. Hamler, the number one, the wide receiver. Those two have a great chemistry together, and they know how to exploit defenses, and they have a very good tight end in Freiermuth, who can catch the ball well. He can also block very well. So this will not be a pushover, even though the spread says 17 or 19, wherever it is at any moment of the day. This will be a very tough matchup. I expect an actual four-quarter game for the Buckeyes on Saturday.
Sean Dunnigan, WBNS 10 TV down in Columbus, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Does that spread say more about Ohio State, or does it say more about Penn State, or at least what some of the sports books think about Penn State after their loss to Minnesota?
This is going to sound kind of strange, but I think it says more about Indiana. And the fact that, you know, Indiana played very tough against Penn State. They were always in the game. And Indiana lost to Ohio State at Indiana 51-10. So I think when you look at the same opponents and what happened in those games, I think the odds makers and everybody's looking at that going, maybe Indiana saw something, or maybe, you know, something along those lines, where I think they're expecting a bigger blowout than I am, just because the last three games, the combined outcome has been the 5 points. That is incredible. I think it could be a close one again on Saturday.
If the Buckeyes blow through Penn State here and end up winning the Big Ten championship, you think they're into the, even with a loss to Michigan, you think they'd still get in the playoffs?
They would have to win the Big Ten championship.
All right.
No doubt about that. They would have to win the Big Ten championship to even have a shot. And I think that would be the biggest gap. Now, a win against Michigan definitely helps that. And if a win against Michigan and a win in the Big Ten title game, that guarantees them. I think it guarantees them a trip to the college football playoff and more than likely the Fiesta Bowl for the semifinal. But a slip up either this week or next week, or even in the Big Ten title game, hurts them immensely, just because there's no other undefeated team in the Big Ten.
As you examine this game, do you see some units that you really think are going to be under the most amount of pressure in this contest on Saturday for Ohio State?
I think Chase Young will be under some pressure, just because it's his first game back after technically 3 weeks with a bye week. So it's going to be interesting to see what he can do. Justin Fields, how does he respond to a game where he might have to go into the fourth quarter where they might be trailing? Can he lead a comeback? He hasn't had to do it yet. The only time Ohio State has trailed this season is when they were losing 5-0 to Miami of Ohio. And then Ohio State went on and scored 71 points. So can Justin Fields play from behind in the fourth quarter? That will be interesting to see if that comes to that, how he plays, how he handles that pressure inside Ohio Stadium.
From what you've seen this year in college football, do you believe the Buckeyes are the best team in the country?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I think LSU has the better resume as far as teams they have beaten. But I think overall performance, when you look at just consistency, Ohio State's defense, Ohio State has yet to give up over 100 points this year. They're at 98 with two games left in the regular season. They have only given up 11 touchdowns total. They scored somewhere around 70. That, to me, just stands. The one-year turnaround this defense has made from last year in giving up on what seemed like touchdown after touchdown after touchdown to this year, if they score a touchdown in the first quarter, everyone's like, oh, my goodness, what in the world's going on? This defense is playing outstanding football. It is fun to watch. I think this is the best team in college football right now.
Any particular matchups that you think we should be really excited about when we watch this game on Saturday afternoon?
Nothing stands out in particular. Maybe, you know what? Yeah, Sean Wade, the Ohio State cornerback, really plays nickel, and K.J. Hamler. If they go one-on-one, Sean Wade got burned for, like, I think it was like a 75 or 80-yard touchdown last year. he admitted after the Rutgers game, he still thinks about that. We asked that to Jeff Hafley, the Buckeyes defensive coordinator, yesterday during his press availability, and he says, "Oh, we'll make Sean not think about that anymore, because you can't think about that as a cornerback." We'll see what his mindset is going into that game on Saturday, and seeing if he has forgotten about that. If he does get a chance to go one on one with Hamler, how that matchup works out. I guess that would be like a big matchup to look for. Other than that, it's just big on big, strong on strong. It's going to be a game that's won in the trenches, and I think Ohio State has the edge in that.
All right, Dunny. Well, we've come to that point in the interview where we need to know what you think's going to happen on Saturday. What's your prediction for Saturday afternoon?
I'll go Ohio State 42-21.
Okay, 42-21 Buckeyes, says Sean Dunnigan. Again, you can hear the game on Saturday. Our coverage begins at 10:30 with the pregame show. They will kick it at high noon. You can catch it here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Dunny, where will you guys be tomorrow night? I know a lot of Columbus area football teams still alive and kicking in the high school football playoffs. Who do you guys have tomorrow night?
We got four big games tomorrow night, two of them in Division One. We have Dublin Coffin playing Springfield in London, and we have Pickerington Central playing Groveport at the Columbus St. Francis DeSales High School. That's a rematch from earlier this season where Groveport upset by Pickerington Central. We also have in Division Two Toledo Central Catholic playing Olin Tangi and Tiffin. In Division Three, Bishop Hartley, who won the state championship back in 2015, I believe. They are playing Jonathan Alder out of Plain City. Those are the four big games we're looking forward to tomorrow night. Friday night. And the Buckeye basketball team also in action on Friday night as well, as they play Purdue Fort Wayne.
Going to be a busy Friday night for you, my friend. My guess is you won't be able to sneak in 18 on Friday unless you do it very early in the morning.
No, well, especially since they're calling for a little bit of precipitation, that won't be happening no matter what.
Oh, geez, that's no fun. Well, good thing you got the 18 in today, then. I guess we'll just stick with that.
No doubt about that.
Dunny, thank you as always, my friend. Always appreciate the time, and we will talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Talk to you guys next week.
Thanks, Dunny. Again, Sean Dunnigan with WBNS 10 TV in Columbus joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Let's step aside and take a break here in just a couple of moments. We've got Your Money Now. And then from the Vans, Tire Pros, and Auto Service Center newsroom, Matt Douglas will let us know what's going on with the local news. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.